Brian Costello is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the New York Jets beat reporter for the New York Post. He's a friend of the program. Yes. Always talk to him during Dolphins Jets weeks. I'm so giddy.
Oh, laugh going in.
This is the best Dolphins victory of the last three seasons.
He's going to do a great job. Yeah. Right around 500.
Yeah, if that's what you're looking for, he's going to deliver. Brian Costello is with us. Hello, Brian.
Hi, guys.
What's the I've read your stuff on the New York Post app. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read the New York Post app. That's my favorite app. On the Crowder and Falero can tell you. I am constantly sending them links to stories on the New York Post app. I love that. But I was reading your stuff last night and this morning about Adam Gase and the hire. What's the tenor in New York from Jets fans about the hire of Adam Gase?
Less than thrilled. Let's put it that way. They're not loving the hire. You know, obviously they view him as someone who flopped in Miami, and now they're kind of taking a retread from the Dolphins, which isn't going over well here. There's a lot of negativity about the hire right now.
Why Adam Gase? I mean, is it really because of a Peyton Manning phone call?
No, I think that was just, you know, a little flourish at the end there. To me, this is all about Sam Darnold for them. In a similar way as the Dolphins in 2016 were looking for somebody to help Ryan Tannehill, right? They view Adam Gase as a guy who can do that. They liked him when they talked to him. I think it was important for them to hire someone who wasn't a first-time head coach as well. This is the first time the Jets have hired someone who's had the previous experience as an NFL head coach since 1997 when they hired Parcells. They've gone through a lot of first-time guys here. I think that was important to them. And, you know, I heard he really did well in the interview. They were really impressed with what they heard from him in the interview. And this is my opinion, not the Jets. I don't think there was a lot of overwhelming candidates out there. I think it was all kind of a lot of blah candidates, and they liked Gase the most.
And are y'all sold on Sam Darnold to be the reason why Gase comes in as that QB whisperer, which we think is funny because he didn't whisper to Tannehill like he thought he would. But Sam Darnold this year, Brian, 13 games, 4-9, 57%, 17 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, not impressive stats, but you watch every game. Is Sam Darnold, does he have a chance to be the future?
He does, yeah. He had, you know, like you said, typical rookie, what you'd expect stat-wise, but watching him through the season, his worst game was actually down there in Miami. I think he threw four picks that day, and then he came out of that game with a sprained foot that cost him about 4 weeks, and then he came back and played the last four games of the season, and he threw six touchdowns and one interception in those games, and he had a few games where he looked really good. He played really well, and a couple of those games led them to a comeback win in Buffalo, almost led them to a comeback win against the Texans if the defense hadn't blown it, and almost led them against the Packers and the defense blew it. So he had some strong performances down the end of the year, and you kind of saw glimpses. You saw what he could do, and he's a special thrower of the football. He's got good instincts, so I do think he has a very good chance to be good in this league.
Brian Costello is with us. He writes for the Palm Beach Post, the New York Post. Very few people write for the Palm Beach Post anymore. It's mostly wire services, but he writes for the New York Post. He covers the Jets. If you saw the back page of the New York Post, the sports section, it says Adam's Apple. It's a big picture of Adam Gase. And then it says Jets choose fish failure Gase to be next coach. The New York media, they're going to eat this guy up. Like, have you seen some of the press conferences that he held here? Because, I mean, he has a very arrogant approach to the media, which can work down here. That's not going to fly in New York.
Yeah, I've seen some of it. I saw he and Armando going at it in the press conference this year about the quarterback and stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, I do think our reputation is a little overstated. I think there's just more of us. You know, when Brandon Marshall was here, it was funny because he said the media first winner was tougher to deal with in the media in New York. So there's that. But, it's just there's a lot of us. There's a lot of media responsibility. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles that, and maybe he learned something from how he did it in Miami. I'm not sure.
And, Brian, how's the structure there with the Jets? Is Adam Gase decided on the 53-man roster, the GM? Like, what is Adam Gase going to be in total control of?
No, the 53-man roster will remain with general manager Mike Maccagnan, and they are basically equals that both report to the owner. And Maccagnan has to be administered to have control of the depth chart, and that's basically, you know, how it's divided. It's pretty much the offseason McCagnan runs the show, and then during the season,
I'm getting a bad connection with you all of a sudden. I don't know what happened. You sounded like you went into a wind tunnel or something. That's all right. No, not your fault. I wasn't looking for an apology, Brian. I was just making you aware. Brian Costello, he writes for the New York Post. So is there anyone in New York, very big area, anyone in New York that is excited about the hire of Adam Gase?
That doesn't work for the Jets.
That does, yes. Yeah, let me put a qualifier in there. That does not work for the Jets.
No, I haven't heard. Excitement probably isn't the right word. You know, I think there's some, I view it as, I don't think it's a terrible hire for them. I think he checks a lot of boxes for the Jets, so I'm not as down as some people are. You know, the fans are really down on it. And, you know, I wouldn't say there's anyone who's saying, oh, my gosh, this is the greatest hire they've ever made. This is a slam dunk. There's none of that, really.
That's weird, though, right? Because you want to make a splash as a team. When you hire a new head coach, you want to make a splash, and there's always some hot names out there. I don't know who.
Who are the hot names, though?
I don't know. I mean, we've talked about this. You know, yeah. Cliff Kingsbury, you have that, maybe. Right? I mean, Bruce Arians, I think, at Tampa. At least it's a John Harbaugh, if you could pry him away from.
You got to go old. You got to go old guy, or you got to go the next upcoming coordinator. It's only two paths you can take.
Was there a guy that Jets fans wanted?
Mike McCarthy generated a lot of buzz. A lot of people liked him, you know, because he had a Super Bowl ring, that kind of thing. But the Jets, I don't think, were as high on him as the fans were. Bruce Arians would never happen here. Bruce Arians is like Todd Bowles' adoptive father, basically. You know, Arians coached Bowles at Temple. They are very, very, very close. So Bruce was never going to take Tom's job. That wasn't going to happen. And in terms of the up-and-coming coordinators, there's really not one this year that I think people are like, oh, my gosh, go get him. You know, no, the Sean McVay thing a few years ago, or Gase, when the Dolphins are. I don't see anyone out there that really would have won the press conference, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a...
To be honest, the Jets have won a lot of press conferences. Rex Ryan was nearly undefeated here in press conferences.
Right. No. And
football games.
And I think Adam Gase, we listened the other day to his first press conference with us. Like, everybody does all right with their press conferences. But it's just a weird thing because I'm wondering now, like, when the Dolphins announce who they – I wonder, is there someone that really excites any of the fan bases, you know, where you're like, wow, that – Tampa's got to be excited about Bruce Arians. I do find it somewhat funny, though. I mean, I was all over social media last night when the Jets announced they were hiring Adam Gase. Like, I mean, I couldn't find a single supporter of that decision. That's a terrible way to go into a head coaching job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gonna be tough, but you know, win games, that'll cure everything. What's funny to me is the love of the unknown for fans. Like Cliff Kingsbury would have been a more popular hire than Adam Gase here. Now Cliff Kingsbury was 5 games under 500 at Texas Tech. I'm gonna wager there's hardly anyone in the Jets fan base who's ever seen him coach a game, but you know, he's this trendy offensive name that they would have gone crazy for. Adam Gase, obviously, he has his faults. He did get the Dolphins to the playoffs 1 year, so you know there is some positive there. But it's like they don't, you know, anything that's known, they don't like. They want the unknown.
Yeah, it's a very very strange situation, but we're reveling in Jets fans' misery. So thank you for allowing us to share a moment with you, Brian.
Well, he was 5-1 against the Jets. That's probably one of the best lines on his resume, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. If you can't beat them, join them. Right?
He just kept saying that over and over again during the interview.
Anything that they asked him. Well, I was 5-1 against you. See you, Brian. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Brian Costello from the New York Post. There. Yeah, that's a weird situation. I have to imagine. Imagine for Adam Gase, while we're Dolphin crazy down here, and you could talk Dolphins 52 weeks a year down here, it is nothing like the scrutiny a coach will receive in New York.
No.
And he got away with stuff here that he will never get away with, not with those New York tabloid headlines. Like, he will never get away with that. And that's got to be a weird scenario. He's a nice guy. You like him. You met him. You've had nice conversations with him.
Cool dude. I'd go drink a beer with him all day, but I don't know if he can deal with that New York media.
Got to be a strange sensation, though, to get hired somewhere and no one's a fan of your hire. Like,
That's sad.
It's weird, right? But think about this just for a second. I'm watching Bruce Arians being introduced in Tampa right now. He's got the Kangol hat rocking. He's got that that white goat, man. He's got a look, man. He's got a look.
I bet you like his look.
I do like his look.
Y'all favor.
I do like his look. Do I look like Bruce Arians? I might start the Kangol hat.
He looks
good in that Kangol hat.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Hey, get me a Kangol hat, Falero.
For Christmas?
Yeah, no, just like
I
today.
Think I got too much ale. Just Kangol.
Kangol.
No, too much ale.
But it's a Kangol hat.
I know, but just in the street, you just Kangol. It rolls smoother. Kangol. It sounds square.
I like to pronounce words correctly.
It sounds square.
But it's a Kangol hat.
Kangol.
Well, agree to disagree. But it's got to be strange to get hired by Adam Gase. Think about this trajectory, though. You get hired, your first NFL head coaching job in Miami. You're essentially 500. You have one playoff appearance. It was the first year you got progressively worse, although the record was, you know, better in the third year than it was the second. But I still feel like the trajectory of the franchise got worse each year. And your last game, you get blown out. The team doesn't look like it wants to play for you. All the info, the intel that comes out afterwards is that the players did not care much for Adam Gase. And a few days later, you are head coach in the number one media market in the nation. Now, I understand the Jets take a back seat to the Giants. It's like being hired by the White Sox versus the Cubs. You're in New York. You're on the cover of the New York Post.
Yep.
You're being talked about on all the New York shows. Like, what he's about to experience is almost unfathomable. Shut up, Valero.
Dude, are you guys okay?
For a guy that just flamed out with the Miami Dolphins.
Usually you get yourself, like, you proved to be unworthy.
Right.
He walks in the doghouse.
It's crazy.
Like, he took the job with no confidence from a fan base. You usually lose your fan base's confidence. He started out with everybody disliking him. He has to earn their respect.
Crazy, man.
He might be, because even Cliff Kingsbury, they're excited about him because the unknown of him.
Correct. There's an unknown.
Oh, well, he wasn't that good in college, but he's going to do it in the league.
There might even be, like if you bring in Chris Richard, there's an unknown just because.
I'd be excited.
But you don't, like, again, you've never seen him as a head coach, but you also don't see a lot of Dallas games being a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you may be watching in the playoffs or whatever. But Jets fans, they see this guy, Adam Gase, on a consistent basis. Like, we're always watching the teams that are in our division.
Tampa saw what Bruce Arians did with the Colts.
Right.
Freddie Kitchens up in the Browns. They saw what he did with, Johnny Manziel. Baker Mayfield. Baker. They saw what happened after Hugh Jackson left. There's excitement on every head coaching hire. We can go through them, and you can kind of make a case for that guy. Make me a case for Adam Gase.
You can't.
I can't, and I defended the man for years, and I cannot make a case to tell a Jets fan, hey, guys, you're set. Don't worry about it. Gase is on the case.
Somebody texts in, I didn't even know Kango had an L. Learn something new every day.
Those hats are expensive, man.
A Kango?
Yeah.
Kango.
Kango.
Kango. Just cool. Roll your neck a little bit with it.
Try
Kango.
To get a
Kango.
Kango. Kango. I'm doing a Stevie Wonder. All right, we got to take a quick break.